Uh-huh. What about when you're riding a horse, what are you holding your hands?
Now you're talking about the reins.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
That's when you hold the reins in your left hand, and if you have a bat, English people call it a bat, you know what I
mean. What about that you put your feet into?
Stirrups.
Okay. Now, if you have two horses, the horses on the left is called the what?
We just never did say what we call the one on the left and the one on the right.
Okay, now, if you've been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you have what before dark, if you haven't finished it yet, the journey. You're not going to be able to make it, say, that night. You still have what?
A ways to go.
Okay, what are the trenches cut by a plow?
A furrow.
Okay, now, if you have a good yield of wheat, you'd say we raised a big what?
Big crop of wheat.
All right. Now, if you had gotten rid of all the brush and trees on the land, what would you say that you
clearing.
Did?
Clearing. We're clearing the land.
Okay. Now, the second cutting of clover or grass, what do you call the old dry dead grass that's left over?
Well, we just never had that experience with clover. So I don't know.
All right. Now, what would you tie the wheat up into?
What I would carry it up into?
Well, the bundles of it, what would you call the wheat?
Shock. Right. Shocks of wheat.
Okay. Now,
except they don't do that now. They wait until that wheat is ripe, and then they go in with a combine and cut it and thrash it all in one, this one going.
Okay. Now, if, a man had been running for 2 miles and then had to stop because he was tired, you'd say 2 miles is what? If he were tired and couldn't run anymore.
Enough.
Okay.
2 miles is enough.
Okay. If something belongs to me, you say it's what? If something belongs to me, you'd say it's...
yours.
All right. Now, if it belongs to you...
I'd say it's ours.
Ours? Okay. What about him? How would you say to him?
You mean if it belongs to a third person?
Right.
Well, sure, it belongs to him.
All right.
Or
well,
her.
All right. And that if something
well,
belongs
to her... of course, I wouldn't say it's her.
You wouldn't?
No.
Okay. Now, people have been to visit you and they're about to leave. If you want them to come back, what would you say?
Well, I'd tell them how much I appreciated their coming by and invite them to visit us again.
Okay. Okay. If your wife is cooking something good that you particularly like, you would say perhaps the impression comes to your nostrils. You'd say it what?
Smells good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Blackberry pie.
I love it. Okay. What about this? If you'd say, this is an imitation maple syrup, it's what?
Imitation maple syrup is most likely corn syrup or cane syrup with the maple flavoring.
All right. Now, if it's not imitation, you would say it's what?
Maple syrup.
What kind of maple if it's not imitation?
Well, most of it comes from Maine. I don't know what else except just maple syrup.
Okay. Gin, it's genuine?
Oh.
Would you say that?
Well, I don't think you need that adjective. I think maple syrup is maple syrup.
Okay.
And imitation maple syrup is not genuine maple syrup.
All right.